The Nationals take on the Giants. Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland each appealing their suspensions of 4 and 6 games respectively after Monday's benches clearing incident. When the game begins, the Nats let their bats do the talking.
Zimmerman rocks one into left center. That's going to plug the gap. Turner scores easily. Ryan Zimmerman heading to second base with a double that should tie him for the league lead. With Nolan Arenado, they each have 17. And he's going to line one to right. It's going to fall in front of Ruggiano. Flying home is Zimmerman. He is around the tag and safe. And into second base, Daniel Murphy. The Nats with a crooked number first inning.
Here's the pitch. Gio swings and hits it on the ground up the middle. A base hit into center field. Taylor's around third coming home. Throw to the plate is not in time. Taylor slides in behind Posey with run number 3. And RBI number 4 of the season for Gio Gonzalez, who swings and takes it up the middle to the right of second base out of the reach of Aaron Hill. It's the Nationals 3 and the Giants nothing.
And that is trouble if it's fair. It is. Into the corner. Giants are going to score a couple. Orlando Celeste. First 2 hits in the major leagues.
The pitch to Taylor. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Base hit. Into center field. Scoring from third is Murphy. Rendon around third coming home. There will be no play. He scores standing. Stopping at second is Wieters. And on at first with a single up the middle past the diving second baseman Hill is Michael Taylor. 2 for 3 tonight. He drives in his 14th and 15th runs of the year with a key hit of the inning. The 4th hit in a row for the Nationals, who add 2 runs here at the top of the 5th inning. It's now the Nationals 5 and the Giants 2.
The Nationals continue to score early and often. Washington improves to 32-19. Here's the manager, Dusty Baker.
Well, Gio was good. I mean, he was very good. He made the pitches when he needed to. We were trying to get him through that 7th, but they had the dangerous Buster Posey up there next. And so I gave Mike, you know, the option, take him out, you know, if he thought that was enough. And, you know, versus wasting a visit. And so, but Gio was good. Albers was right on time for us. He was spectacular, and then Cota came in the 9th of the, like a no drama, and that's the kind of 9th we like.
Is that something that you do when you give Mike the option to take people out? Is that something you do often, and it just kind of hasn't happened?
No, I mean, just because it hadn't happened, that don't mean that it's not possible, you know. And sometimes what you do when we're undecided about what we're going to do at that point in time. You see, we had guys warming up, and at that time we just thought that Albers was a better option. And so, you know, Mike went out, discussed it with him, and decided to take him out. And I told Mike when he went out there, I said, hey, man, you go out there, and then, you know, you have the option to make that decision.
Did you notice any drop-off in Cota? I know he's thrown a lot, and you kind of wanted to see what you had from him, you know, day after day. Did you like what you saw?
I mean, this is the 2nd day in a row, right. You know, and so, like, you know, we'll see, you know, how he feels tomorrow. And, you know, we got one of our main guys, Max, throwing, and hopefully he'll go deep in the game, and we can score some runs, and we'll need Cota and go into Oakland with, with him having 2 days off. But we'll see, you know, how the game dictates what we do.
The fact that Albers has been able to sustain this now through a good chunk of the season, mm-hmm. Tell you that this is, you know, not just a hot streak, but that this is kind of
he's been good. I mean, ever since spring training, you know, and good to this point. And you know, he's had 1 or 2 hiccups along the way. That's going to happen to anybody, but you know, he's throwing the ball good. He throws strikes, keeps the ball down, throws up double plays when we need him.
You said earlier on today that the way to kind of get back at the Giants after what happened yesterday was to beat them up on the scoreboard, to get out to the type of lead that you did early. Did you like kind of the way your guys got after them early on?
Well, yeah. I mean, I liked it a lot. You know, Harp had a tough day. You know, we were hoping to break that game open in the 2nd inning and score a whole bunch more runs because, you know, we had his pitch count up. And usually, you know, he's the guy that they depend on, you know, for innings over there. And so, You know, we got his pitch count up early, and we had some tough at-bats, some real tough at-bats against him, and that's how you got to face him.
Justin, you talked about Gio and the fact that you guys did have some long innings there early on, and a lot of times that'll throw a starter off. The fact that he was able to endure all that and still kind of come back, how
well,
encouraging
you know,
is
he
that?
Knows how to pitch in this weather because he played in Oakland. Yeah. And, you know, he knows how to, you know, how to stay ready. And this actually keeps a team fresher. You know, that's the one, I mean, you complain about the cold sometime, but, you know, guys stay fresher in this weather, especially the pitchers. As you see, he didn't have any sleeves on out there, and, you know, he feels very comfortable pitching in this weather.
Dusty, how do you feel about your bullpen compared to a week ago, or is the sample still too small?
No, I mean, you know, like, you know, things going in streaks. You know, I still feel very confident in my bullpen, you know, and quite honestly, I'm kind of tired of talking about it because, you know, everybody wants to go on a day-to-day thing, and that's not how you do. You that's why you play, you know, 6 months of the season, and, you know, we've played 2 months. You know, we still got two-thirds of the season, you know, left to go. And so, you know, you're always sampling with your lineup, you're sampling with your, you know, when you go into the season without a bona fide closer, then you're sort of experimenting and rounding things out until you get, you know, what you think works and you get to what you think is the best combination.
Did they warn you guys before the game at all?
No, there was nothing said. And, you know, what happened yesterday is over. You know, I just hate that, you know, everybody's making, you know, Bryce the culprit, but he was really the victim. And so, you know, things will subside.
Daniel Murphy continues his strong season for Washington. He goes 3-for-5 and ups his season average to .326.
Going deep into ball games, putting our bullpen in a really, you know, I would say advantageous position. You can get the roles down there. Matty Albers came in, was unbelievable today. Turns it over to Cota, you know, who looks real sharp in that ninth inning, you know, especially after throwing yesterday. Gio did a great job. Not the easiest elements tonight. I think the ball was tough. I know it was tough for me to grip and, you know, not the easiest situation to throw in, but he went out there and gave us a really good outing, and you know, it's a nice way to win a series today.
You mentioned Cota, 1-2-3 ninth for him. What stands out to you about the way he's evolved since he came up here to the big leagues last year?
Yeah, he's pounding the zone with all of his pitches right now, and so he's got the explosive fastball, and he's cutting it really well right now. I think he finished the game on a cutter right there to Buster, but then the overhand breaking ball kind of gets below the hitting speed as well too, so he's just sending you in a lot of different directions. It looks unpleasant from second base, so I can't imagine what it's like in the box right now.
We showed you with a giant smile on your face as you were running off after catching those two pop-ups there late in the ball game. Do you have as much fun playing this game as it seems like you do?
I don't know. I played that first one into a really, really tough play, and I don't think it needed to be. And then when I saw Trey at my feet, I thought that was pretty funny. And then the next one, it just kind of giggled because I really didn't think I was going to catch it. So, you know, yeah.
The Nationals will go for the series sweep in San Francisco on Wednesday when Max Scherzer makes the start.